Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
The other day, I heard someone say, "I'm sorry for being alive." I was stunned, and yet, many people think that their lives are useless. They apologize for being alive. But God has a plan for their lives. He has plans of peace and a future for them. And that's from Jeremiah 29:11. Many people don't like themselves. They apologize for being alive. But Jesus said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 19:19. Isn't that incredible? It's the will of God that we love ourselves. Many were not told that they had worth or value when they were children. Instead, they were shamed with negative comments like, "You're good for nothing. You can't do anything." Or, "You'll never succeed. You'll never amount to anything." They apologize for being alive. But God says to them, "You are my beloved son or daughter in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17. Many are weak, afflicted with sickness, or with situations that seem inextricable. They apologize for being alive. But the Almighty God says to them, "I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. Many don't fully live their lives in God and are ridden with guilt and shame. They apologize for being alive. But Jesus came that they may have abundant life. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Many compare themselves to others and feel that they're less somehow, less capable, less talented. They apologize for being alive. But God has made them unique people, people who are able to do valiantly. The Bible says, "Through God we will do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies." Psalm 60:12. Many have been abused physically, morally, spiritually, and emotionally, and have lost confidence in themselves, others, and God. They apologize for being alive. But our Father God is full of affection for them. He longs to restore them. He will never leave them or forsake them. And that's from Joshua 1:5. Did you see yourself in this list, my friend? If so, don't apologize for being alive. God will heal and deliver you. He wants the best for you. And if you encounter someone who seems to apologize for being alive, look at that person with love and encourage him or her, because God has not said His final word. Declare with me today, "Lord, I choose to never again apologize for being alive. I'm sorry for the times I already have. You created me. You love me, and I believe You have a good plan for my life. No fear or shame can stop the promises You have made in my life. I choose hope. I choose life. I choose to forgive myself. And I choose to love myself. In Jesus' name, amen."
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.